Hi, my name is Armand Bassi, and I'm in my first year as a PhD student at Supélec France. I'm working at the Telecommunications Department, and my field of study is Information Theory. The title of my thesis, in English, is Flexible Relaying in Cellular Networks with Interference. So, what's interference? Suppose you are talking to a friend that's sitting next to you in a train. In front of you, in the seats facing both of you, there's another couple talking. Every time one of them speaks, it interferes your communication with your friend, because he will have a hard time understanding or decoding what you have said. The problem is that we have two pairs of people talking, sharing the same channel. How we deal with it? Well, there's a known solution to achieve the best result, that is, that every pair transmits a huge amount of information without any error in the decoding. Getting back to our example, suppose the other couple speaks in a really low voice. Your friend will hardly hear what they say, what is good, but eventually, some words can get mixed with yours. In that case, the bad thing is that the other couple speaks a language your friend cannot understand. On the other hand, what happens if the other couple is shouting? Your friend will hear their voice clearer than yours, and in this scenario, it is preferable that they speak a language your friend understands. Assuming his brain is a supercomputer, after decoding the words of the other couple, he can subtract his information of the signal he heard, and what is left is your soul voice, perfectly decodable. This is the best way to deal with interference, but it's hard to implement in real life. And in nowadays cellular networks, interference is present everywhere. There are not only two pairs of people trying to communicate, but hundreds in dense urban areas. How we implement something that is useful and not too complicated to help in this problem? That's the key point of my research, and the first two words in the title of my thesis, a flexible relay. A fifth person, in the example, one that is in the middle listening to both communications and helping everyone. I'd like to thank my two supervisors, Pablo Quintanilla and Shen Yang, for their continued help, and to everyone else at the Telecommunications Department at Supélec.